we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM right here on WMIE out of Cocoa, Florida. This is the Refresh Radio broadcast. You're listening to Bob Arthurs. Now, if you're listening on the AM dial or one of the corresponding frequencies, you're at WWBC 1510 AM. You can also get that on your FM dial, or you might be listening via the on-demand feature or via the TuneIn app. I know some people listen that way. However you are listening, we want to thank you for making us part of your day. And we'd like to start out today by saying thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Bill has lots and lots of experience in dealing with heating and cooling, and if you need him here in Central Brevard County, I encourage you to give him a call. He can come out. Now, you know, he has a number of customers that, have him call, or they call him up and he comes out. And so if he can't get to you today, he will get to you just as soon as he possibly can. He'll let you know that up front. That's, he's very conscientious of his scheduling, which is a good thing. I've dealt with a lot of repair people this year as far as some appliances and things like that. One of the companies that I dealt with said, well, we will be out somewhere between 8 and 5. We will give you a phone call to let you know before we come, and you get one opportunity. If you do not answer the phone call, then we cancel your appointment. And if you're not home, we cancel your appointment. And so they basically hamstrung my entire day. There are others that give you a window, a 2 or 3 hour window. Well, Bill will treat you well. He'll give you a real close approximation of what time he is going to be there, and he will take good care of you. I had another repair company out dealing with something, and they kept trying to fix what I had broken that had to do with a refrigeration system. And finally, I called Bill, and I said, this is what's going on. And he said, okay, the question that I have is this. Why is that happening? Not how can I solve the symptom, but how can I solve the problem? And so if you have an issue in your life with your air conditioning system, give Bill a call, Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. He doesn't just treat the symptoms. He actually looks to solve the problem at its root source. So 321-759-3284, and you will be cool because you did. We want to get into the Word of God today. We're talking about this persecution. I want to remind you, because of some of the things that have gone on lately with some high-profile personalities, that because of some of the things that they've said, because of some of the things that they have done, end up after many, 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 many episodes, end up getting some blowback and getting some consequences because of some of the things that they've done. I want you to know that persecution is not something that happens that you deserve. Persecution has to do with your relationship with Jesus Christ, and people are persecuting you just because they don't like the fact that you are a Christian. And there are a number of people that is an issue for them in their life. I may have said on a recent radio program that I watched a video of a guy who was ministering, and he was being persecuted simply because of his high-profile relationship with Jesus Christ. and he tries to approach things from a compassionate and yet communicative style that says, look, this is who I am. This is why I am who I am. And he ended up having an encounter that resulted in him being in a police station for a while, and they finally released him and let him go. Last week, I was reading a news article, and it was describing a country in, I believe it was Nigeria. It was either Nigeria or Ethiopia. I don't remember right now. But in this article, it said that persecution against Christians was at an all-time high in that particular, in a particular region of that nation that was being referenced. It was at an all-time high. Now, all-time is a long period of time. And when they say that it is at an all-time high, Christianity goes back nearly 2,000 years into that region. And so you start thinking about that, and that's saying quite a bit, that they've never seen persecution of Christians at such a high frequency. So that's what we're talking about. So if all Christians are going to go through persecution, we need to know how to navigate through that. That's what we have been talking about. But Jesus tells us that persecution is not something that we are supposed to dread. It is actually an indicator that we are blessed. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now, it takes a very strong and mature person to be able to rejoice during a season of intense adversity. And so you and I, we need the grace of God, and we need the wisdom of God. We need the Spirit of God to be dwelling inside of us, so that we can be able to endure that. I was once told. Now I was in retail for a number of years, and then I was out of it for a while, and then I had a seasonal job. I went back into retail. This would have been early 2000s. So I had been out for about 5 years when I went back in for a short stint. And during that time, it became not permissible on a large retailer scope to say Merry Christmas. Now, when I had been in retail before, I used to tell people Merry Christmas all year round. And just because I was looking for something that was a little bit of a more unique way of getting their attention. You know, people now ask me, how are you doing today? And I say, marvelous. And they say, did you say horrible? And it's like, I don't even see how those two words are even all that close. But most people, when you ask them, how are you today? They say, fine. And how are you? I'm fine. And then everybody just moves on. I mean, you can have that conversation with your brain half closed. So whenever you start getting outside of that routine, out of that rut, then all of a sudden people have to start thinking and they start paying attention. Wait a minute, did you say that you were horrible? And if you did, then maybe I want to find out. But when you say marvelous, when you are doing fantastic, all of a sudden you find yourself in a different conversation. So when I went back to this retail for the Christmas season, 2001, 2002, it must have been the 2002 retail season. My first day on the job, I was positioned at the door for Black Friday, and I said, welcome to blah, 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 blah. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your shopping experience. And I mean, I was just having a great time. You know, Christmas, it was Black Friday, Christmas shopping day, and that shopping season is very, very important for retailers. And I'd been doing that for about 5 minutes. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch black outside. There's coffee, there's donuts. And pretty soon the assistant store manager comes over and says, you can't say Merry Christmas anymore. And it's like, welcome to, enjoy your shopping experience. And it really, the only thing that I got in trouble for was the fact that I was calling the Christmas shopping season the Christmas shopping season. But you know what? In the long run, I wasn't the one damaged by that. I wasn't the one impacted by that. I was the point person, but the company is the one that actually suffered as a result of that. You now find that there are people who, if your company will not even permit people to identify with Christmas, then you find that there is some major backlash that goes on there. So we're talking about persecution, and it's a blessing, and you've got to know how to handle it. So we've talked about several steps that we can take, trust in the Lord, that you can cry out for help, that you can focus on His Word. I want to take you to just a couple of passages in Psalm 119 today. We've already touched on a few verses, concentrating on the faithfulness of God and the importance of His Word. Verse number 161 says this, "Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure." Let me read those two verses again. "Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure." So we're going to piggyback off of what we talked about earlier in one of our conversations back in Psalm 119, verses 81 through 88. And that is that we need to be in awe of God's Word. Many people approach God's Word from the position of a skeptic. That's not going to get you the desired result. Many people approach it from the position of just wanting to read it because, you know, for many, many years, the Bible was considered to be one of the greatest works of literature of all time, apart from its spiritual nature. And so they would actually study it for its poetic value. They would study it for its grammar and things of that nature. So here the psalmist says that when he is persecuted, and this is persecution from a government level, so I can tell you this from our discussions on submission and dealing with authority, that these princes have gotten out of alignment. They have elevated themselves to the ultimate authority, and they have positioned themselves outside of the authority structure of God because they start persecuting God's kids. And so falling in line with their understanding of their mission to persecute God's children makes you an accomplice to the rebellion that they are under. So you don't want to do that. When that happens, when the government begins to insist that you move away from God and His Word, then the only thing that a Christian can do is they can elevate the Word of God, and they say, because His Word is secure, because His Word is my foundation, because I hold His Word in awe, because I hold Him in awe, and I know that He cannot lie, He cannot deceive, He cannot fail, I'm going to revere His Word. I'm going to hold it in great reverence. One of the projects that I feel very strongly about is a project that the Assemblies of God operates in, and that is to get a study Bible, a Bible that actually explains things, into the hands of people in regions of the world where they do not have access to a lot of these resources. And it is not just a Bible, it's a Bible in their language that they can understand. The reason that that is so important to me is because I have seen the way that those pastors and those churches and those Christians have an emotional experience at the mere reality of having a Bible that they can understand, a Bible that is going to help them to be able to proclaim the Word of God. You see, many of these places are so impoverished that the pastors may literally be the first ones that got saved. And because they had been saved the longest, they get the responsibility of pastoring the church. And just so you don't think that this is some lavish lifestyle and it's just a way for them to find a job, many of the in some countries, they have literally walked away from jobs that paid great money to go into regions and plant a church where there is little to no pay. You see, it's not an aspiration to a vocation. It is responding to a call. But because there are so little resources, they may not have the opportunity to go away and get a full-fledged education like we would see here in America, where you can go to Bible college and you can go to seminary and things like that. They may not have the internet resources. They may not have the concordances and the topical dictionaries and the biblical encyclopedias and all of those sorts of things that we value so much. And so when you present them a Bible that is going to elevate them in their walk with God, they are in awe of that. Many of these people are doing great things and touching their communities, even though they live in countries that it is not legal to be a Christian, or it's not legal for them to be evangelizing the community the way that they are. But because they hold God's word in such high esteem, they say, no matter what comes our way, we're going to continue to hold God's word in awe, even in spite of persecution. Verse number 162 says this. By the way, if you see a verse reference and it says 162, you automatically know that that's Psalm 119. Psalm 119 actually has 176 verses. It is the longest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 117 is the shortest, if any. It only has two verses, and so that's just a little bit of a tip on if somebody says something to you. Name the shortest chapter in the Bible, it's Psalm 117. Name the longest chapter, it's Psalm 119. So 162 says, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. Now, I like to evaluate these verses in a context that will make it real to our situation. So I want to ask how you would feel if you went shopping and you found a $500 outfit on the clearance rack. It is an outfit that you had been looking for, you had been longing for, and it was just out of your budget. It's a label that you have heard about, but you could never wear. And you go to the store one day and you find that it has been moved to the clearance section and it's been moved into the bargain basement, and you now find that it is on sale for $19.99. How would you feel about that when it is $480 off? I didn't take time to calculate the percentages, but would you consider, and by the way, the one that you found, it was your size. It was the item that you needed, that you wanted, that you longed for. It was in your size, and you find it at this tremendous bargain. Would you treasure that find? If you were going to a flea market, and while you were there, you found something and you knew that it was of great, great value. And so you went and you bought it because other people may not have recognized the value in it, but you did. I love to read about articles where they go into this storage container or they go out into this field and they find automobiles that have just been sitting out there abandoned, no one paying attention to them. One of them, I saw a tree had actually grown up through the bottom of the engine compartment and the hood was open and it had grown out the top. They had to cut the tree down in order to get the car out of there. But these cars ended up being worth into the millions of dollars. Would you think that you had found a great treasure at that point in time? I say the answer to that is yes. Well, why don't we, when in this day and time where Christianity is being assailed and being a Christian is being something that is not tolerant and not tolerated in many workplaces. You know, there are people who have literally been fired from their job simply because somebody found out they were a Christian. They didn't like something that they had said or posted, even though it didn't have anything to do with their job. There are people who have been fired from that. Why don't we recognize that during this time of persecution that God is looking for us to get back to His Word, and instead of looking at it as a drudgery, we look at it as something that is very precious, to be held in high esteem, to be held in awe, and that it would be something that we could rejoice at. Okay? Now, what if I told you were driving down the road and all of a sudden the speed limit dropped 40 miles an hour and you were in a hurry and you know, most of us, when we find out that the speed limit is going down whenever we're on a trip and we're in a hurry to get someplace, it is that dreaded thing, you know, it's like, oh no, I wasn't expecting to have to slow down at this point in time. This is going to set me behind on the schedule that I had for myself so I could hurry up and get there and sit there and do nothing. Oh, that's just what happens most of the time. What if I told you that when you got up there and that speed limit slowed down to 40 degrees, that wasn't just something that was meant to inconvenience you. It was meant to save your life because you had a hairpin turn that was coming up, and anything faster than that speed would cause you to drift into the other lane. It would cause you to possibly either A, have a head-on collision, or B, go off a cliff and you end up killing yourself. All of a sudden, you would look at that road sign after you had made that turn, and you would realize that you have a greater appreciation for it on the understanding side of why it was there rather than on the inconvenience side of when you were looking at it. See, too many times we evaluate God's word from the perspective of our inconvenience without the aid of God's understanding. God's word is meant to light up our pathway. God's word is there to inform us, instruct us, protect us, to not evaluate according to our need what we've got going on, but to protect us from the deception of the enemy. Now, I am thankful for the needs that I have, that once I realize that God has made provision for that need, that I find it in the Word. I'm thankful for that. But we've got to be careful not to evaluate God's Word on just what is convenient for us. It is much more valuable than that. A couple of weeks ago, my mother posted something on Facebook. She had found an old photo, a photo I had never seen. And all of a sudden, there were people that came out and said, oh, thank you so much for posting that. Some of the people were in the photo. Some of the people weren't in the photo, but it triggered memories from something that had happened a long, long time ago. Let's rejoice at God's word, even when his word is there to protect us from making a huge, huge mistake. You see, I believe that when we rejoice at his word as one who finds great treasure, we're going to suddenly find ourselves no longer rationalizing substandard behavior, but we are going to find ourselves saying, you know what? If God tells me that I don't want this in my life, I believe that he knows more than I do about this situation. Please, please never get into the rationalization game. You see, the Bible talks about a couple of different types of sin. One is unintentional sin, and the other is intentional sin. They're two completely different things. A lot of people say, well, to whom much is given, much is required, and their response to that is, well, then I don't want much. I don't want much to be required of me. You know what is going to happen? Without that revelation, you are going to find yourself continually coming back and having to clean up messes that the more informed we are, the more we would avoid the pits and the traps and the snares that the enemy would plot for us. God's word is not something to be avoided. God's word is not something to be critiqued. God's word is not something to be criticized. God's word is something to be embraced. It's something to be revered. It is something to rejoice over, because when we have his word, all of a sudden we're equipped to successfully deal with temptation like Jesus was. We are able to speak words that will bring information and clarity to people who may not have the understanding that we've got. In 2018, listen, I wish I could tell you that persecution was extinct, but it's not. And God, in Psalm 119 and 161 and 162, says that when persecution is happening on a societal level, that one of the best things that we can do is revere his word and rejoice in his word. And I think that it would be wise for us to do that as well. God bless you. You have a great Tuesday. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.